With sport, here's Barry Guy.
New Zealand golfer Ryan Fox has fallen just short of another World Tour title, failing to protect his narrow lead in Belgium. Starting the final round with a one-stroke advantage, Fox dropped shots on three of his last six holes to card an even par 71, to be passed by Englishman Sam Horsfield, who won by two. Fox now heads to the US for the PGA Championship. Stars captain Maya Wilson believes they're genuine title contenders. The Auckland-based team are level on points with the second-place Pulse in the ANZ Premiership standings after winning two games over the weekend, including last night's 49-44 defeat of the Pulse in Wellington. Wilson believes the Stars are finally playing to their potential.
Yes, exactly, and I think that's something that we're really pleased about. Last year we started off with a hiss and a roar and sort of pitted off at the end, and our goal this year is to really finish off really strong.
The Black Sticks women competed for large spells but were ultimately outclassed by Australia in their four-test series, and goalkeeper Grace O'Hanlon says they know what they need to do to become a genuine contender at this year's World Cup and Commonwealth Games. Australia won the final game 2-1 to take the series 2-0 with two wins and two draws.
Polishing up all of our roles, I think we did really well 90% of the time. It's that 10% that makes the difference, and that's the part that we really need to get right going into the World Cup and the Commonwealth Games, that every single play matters, every single ball matters, every single tackle matters.
The Black Sticks women depart for Europe early next month ahead of July's World Cup and then on to the Birmingham Commonwealth Games. World number one Iga Swiatek has retained her Italian Open title in Rome to claim her fifth consecutive WTA tennis crown. Men's world number one Novak Djokovic also won to claim his first title in 6 months. New Zealand squash players Joelle King and Paul Cole have both claimed straight games wins to advance to the third round of the World Squash Championships in Cairo. And the Chiefs scored a try after the full-time siren to beat the Rebels 33-30 in last night's Super Rugby match in Melbourne. Koinana, pūrongo, hakinikina.